Hello, everyone. This is a brief introduction to the colors in the Vietnamese language. So, Vietnamese is a tonal language, and that means that each word has a tone on it. That means you either raise your voice, say it flat, or you drop your voice. So, without getting too complicated, just to give you an introduction, there are six tones in the Vietnamese language. One goes up, one is flat, one goes down, one is a broken tone that goes down and up. Another is a tone that goes down and up in a smooth fashion. And another one, we describe it as having a short glottal stop in the throat. You don't really need to know the names of the tones for our purposes here, but what you need to know is basically how to say them correctly, okay? So I'm just going to go through the basic colors in the Vietnamese language, and you can repeat after me as you're listening to this on the Omniglot website. And follow along and learn how to say the colors. So the first color that we're going to learn how to say is the color green. Now the color green and blue in Vietnamese are both really similar. It starts with the word san, and that's Xanh, san. But to delineate between green and blue, for green we say san la cai, and that means green like tree green. San la cai, that's how you say green. To say blue, we say san yat chai, and that means sky blue. A lot of times, we just say the word san by itself, and we know which color we're talking about. It's kind of a strange thing in the Vietnamese language, but if you want to be really specific and say whether it's blue or green, we would say san yat chai for blue and san la cai for green. The color purple, we say tim. And we raise our voice. So that's a rising tone. Tim, okay? If you don't raise your voice like that, it's going to be a different word. It's going to sound wrong. So that's of critical importance that you try to pronounce it clearly. The color red is da. That's a DO. And it has a symbol called the yo hoi symbol, which goes down and up. So what we're doing is we're lowering our voice and then raising our voice like as if we're asking a question. So we would say da, da, okay? That's red. Yellow or gold is vang. That's V-A-N-G, and this is a falling tone, okay? So we say vang, vang, and our voice goes down. To delineate between yellow and gold, since both of them we say the same word, is we use the moniker that denotes that we're talking about color, which is mao. Mau with a falling tone, Mao Vang, that means yellow. If we just say Vang all by itself, then it means gold. Okay? Basically, we want to use the word Mao before any color to be really clear that we're talking about colors. Since Vietnamese is a tonal language that uses tag words to describe what we're talking about, we use a lot of these tag words. Mao is one such tag word for color. But if we already know the context of the conversation we're having, we know that we're talking about colors, then we don't need to use this tag word. However, in the case of gold and yellow, we would say mao to delineate between the two. Mao vang, yellow, and just vang for gold. The next word we want to know how to say is gray, which is mao sam. Sam, now that is a rising tone, okay? Sam. We just go up. And if we want to make it say silver, we would say sam bạc. Bạc is BAC, and that's the one with the guttural falling tone that stops in your throat. So that's a hard one to say. It takes some practice, but if you want to be specific and talk about the color silver, we would say sam bạc. Bạc by itself is a word for silver, as in the money, the metal. So sam bạc. Okay. The next one is white, and that's Mao Chang. That's a TRANG, and that's with a rising tone. Chang, so we go up. Okay. And the way you pronounce that, the TR in Vietnamese is like a cross between the TR in English and the CH sound in English. So it takes a little bit of practice, but you're trying to kind of blend those two sounds. Chang, Trang. And it takes a little practice there. To say black is very simple, it's just den. D-E-N, Mao Den. Mao Den is black. And finally, the color for orange is Mao Cam. Mao Cam. If you just say Cam, by itself, and that means the orange, like the fruit that you would eat. So you say mào cam, and we know that you're talking about the color. So just to go through those one more time, follow along and listen for which tone is being used. And of course, you can listen to this as many times as you wish. Green is san lakai. Blue is san yachai. Purple, tim. Red, da. Yellow, mao vang. Gold, vang. Gray, sam. Silver, sambac. White, chang. Black, then. Orange, gam, or mao gam. And remember, if you just want to make it clear, use a mao before any of these words. So mao san lakai would be green. Mao vang would be yellow. And that's how you say your colors in Vietnamese. If you're interested in learning this language in more detail, I have an introductory course on my website, which is at udemy.com, www.udemy.com/learn-to-speak-vietnamese-like-a-native. And there's a hyphen between each of those words in the learn to speak Vietnamese like a native. So I hope you found this introduction to colors useful, and maybe we'll see you over at my website. Goodbye.